Now, as you move through this process of becoming a better communicator and making more money in terms of your sales and your turn leads and things to the sales department, the bottom line is, what does it really take to be successful? What does it take in addition to the mindset? Well, folks, I'm here to tell you, it takes the right attitude. You see, there is a direct proportional relationship between your attitude and your success. I mean, think about it for a second. If you take, you know, Service Tech A over here and Service Tech B over here, they have the same leads, the same opportunity, the same weather, the same economy, and yet one outperforms the others. Why is that? It's all about attitude, all about mindset. Take a look at this video that illustrates the importance and the impact of having the right attitude. I like to ask simple questions. Simple questions like this. What does it take to become extraordinary in terms of your career? Again, whether you're a service technician in the HVAC industry or whether you're a comfort consultant slash advisor, whatever your role is, how do you create extraordinary results? What's the difference between the top producers and the bottom producers, the average producers? Well, let's go to the whiteboard and talk about this for just a moment. I'm sure we've all had the experience, and maybe it's someone you know, maybe it's someone in your company that has kind of average performance. So let's talk about average performance for a second. We'll take salesman or service tech A. Salesman or service tech A goes out on 10 sales calls, and on those 10 sales calls, sells half of them, so a 50% conversion rate. Now here's the thing, that's actually pretty good performance. We call this average, but the reality is the average service technician, the average sales consultant out there is closing about a third of their business. That's the national average, about 33% conversion. Now, it will come as no surprise to you why that is when you think about it. I mean, ask yourself, how many bids does the average homeowner get? They get 3. How many do they choose? They choose 1. So basic probability says that if you drop off a bid and you're 1 of 3, you've got a 1 in 3 chance of being selected. And that, of course, assumes that you're not the high guy, because the homeowners typically are getting rid of the high price first and focusing on the middle guy and the low guy. So the national average, for obvious reasons, basic probability, is about a 33% conversion rate. So we're going to assume that this guy right here is better than average, closing half of his sales opportunities. And on each of those, the average ticket is $5,000. So we've all seen this kind of performance. The guy runs 10 sales calls, sells half of them for $5,000 for total revenue of $25,000. That's actually pretty good performance. As I said, even better than average, and probably a sales performance that seems very familiar to you, because a lot of people, you know, kind of operate at this level. So I think we all would agree that there are people operating at this level out there. Run 10 calls, sell 5 of them for an average ticket of $5,000. Now keep in mind that average ticket of $5,000, that averages in your basic, you know, small change out systems or change out furnaces with your big, you know, high efficiency systems, but the average around $5,000. Now let's look at sales professional and or service technician B, right? The service technician over here is an outstanding performer. The sales guy over here is an outstanding performer. In other words, this guy or this gal goes out and runs 10 leads, but on those 10 leads is able to close 6 of them for a conversion rate of 60%. Now, without even knowing what we're going to talk about in the course of this program, I'm sure many of you would agree, at least I hope you would agree, that there's something that I can show you to help you get just 1 more out of 10. You see, that's all that we're talking about here. If you're currently closing 5 out of 10, that means you're losing 5 out of 10. And out of those 5 that you're currently losing, I'm going to show you how to get at least 1 more. And it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure it out. So again, without even knowing what we're doing, common sense would tell you there's probably something we could do to increase our conversion by just, you know, another deal out of 10. Again, you're not going to lose the 5 you're getting now. I'm talking about getting just 1 more of the 5 that you're not getting. But instead of getting those at $5,000, a very simple conversation with the homeowner helps us get that average ticket to $8,000. Now, I can tell you right now, before even getting into it, getting your average ticket from $5,000 to $8,000 is really about a 10 to 15 minute conversation with your homeowner. And it's actually all about identifying additional problems that your homeowner has. Because the reality is, we can't just arbitrarily go out there and raise our prices, right? Market conditions have a lot to say about that. But with a very simple conversation I'm going to share with you in this training, you will see how to expand the scope of your problems for your homeowner and to solve those problems, because that's how you drive average ticket and increase average ticket, by identifying additional problems that your homeowner will have in the house. It's up to you to identify them and, of course, offer solutions. So this sales professional B right here gets six at $8,000 for a total, of course, of $48,000 in revenue. So simply by doing a few simple things different, we can take our average ticket, or our total revenue rather, on those 10 sales opportunities and literally double them. Now, the question is, what's the difference between, you know, sales professional A and sales professional B, or service technician A and service tech B? Well, the reality is a big part of the difference is skill level and attitude, right? I mean, stop and just think about the attitude. Stop and think about the attitude, the characteristics that describe salesman A's performance, right? Think about their attitude. Is this guy like super highly driven, awesome communicator, awesome closer? No, probably not so much. The truth is, probably average in terms of closing ability, average in terms of attitude and excitement and enthusiasm. On the other hand, take salesman B or service tech B. What does just the results here tell you about his personality? Probably he's more enthusiastic, more focused, and just a better communicator overall. So you can tell a lot about the personality of each professional simply by their results. These results tell us everything we need to know about what someone's doing in the house. You know, we can argue and say, well, I'm doing this right and I'm doing that right. The reality is the numbers don't lie. It's like that old saying, the hips don't lie and the numbers don't lie, right? The numbers don't lie. In fact, these numbers really are a report card. You get a report card every week or every 2 weeks in your job. It's called your paycheck. And if you get that paycheck and you don't like the way it looks, that means you did not get the grade you deserve. On the other hand, if you get that report card, that paycheck, and you're like, this is awesome, I'm going on vacation, then that tells you you got an A+, right? So our report card is going to tell us a lot about our income, and our income is going to tell us a lot about our performance in the house. Because again, the numbers simply don't lie. So what does it take to go from, you know, an A-level performance, which is average, to a B-level performance, which is above average? What does it take? Well, as I mentioned, it takes attitude. When it comes to attitude, it's not just about getting paid for what you do. It's understanding that you also get paid for what you know. In other words, the inexperienced, young, green, wet behind the ear technician or sales professional may go in the house and think they get paid for the actual work they do. Well, of course you get paid for that work, but the experienced professional knows that we also get paid not just for what we do, but we get paid for what we know. In other words, the years of experience, the years of training, everything that your, you know, years of preparation you've brought to the table when you walk up to that front door of that house and knock on the door. So I want you to take a look at this quick video because it really illustrates the point that it's not enough to just get paid for what you do. You have to also get paid for what you know. As professionals, if you want to be seen as a pro, you got to be a pro. And one of the things you got to understand is that you don't get paid for what you do. You get paid for what you know. You know, back in the 1980s in the former Soviet Union, many of you may remember there was a nuclear plant at Chernobyl that melted down. What many of you may not know is that there was a second plant a couple of months later that almost the same thing happened. The plutonium rods begin to overheat. But this time, instead of just sitting back to see what happens, they got a German guy that designed and engineered the plant. They got him on the phone and they said, man, you need to get out here and make sure this thing does not melt down. We cannot have another Chernobyl. So the guy gets on the plane, he flies to Moscow, they take him out to the plant. When he gets to the plant, it's total chaos. I mean, alarms are going off, red lights are flashing, they've abandoned the plant, they're evacuating the town. I mean, this is potential total nuclear devastation. But this guy walks in, cool as a cucumber, goes down about six flights of stairs and goes down to the base of the bowels of this nuclear plant. They've got these cooling towers that house the plutonium rods to keep them cool. And he's right there at ground zero. I mean, if this thing overheats, if this thing melts down, he's gonna go in a flash. But he walks right through all this chaos. He walks up to a big wall. There's all these valves and all these gauges. The guy looks at the wall for a second. He looks at one particular gauge, one particular valve. He reaches in and he closes the valve. Instantaneously, the pressures start coming down. The temperatures start coming down. Total nuclear devastation avoided. So the guy goes back to Germany, and about a month later, he sends the bill to the Soviet government. When he sends the invoice, it's a one-line item invoice. It says, averting nuclear disaster, $100,000. So they get the bill, and they say, $100,000? You weren't here but 15 minutes. We want a detailed breakdown of your invoice.
So he sends the Soviet government another invoice. This time, there's two line items. The first line said, closing valve and averting nuclear disaster, $1. The second line said, knowing which valve to close, $99,999. You don't get paid just for what you do. You get paid for your years of experience. So the next time a homeowner asks you to drop the price, you gotta think like a nuclear service technician. You gotta think like a professional. You gotta remember, you get paid for knowing which valve to close.